This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A planned NATO exercise with about 30,000 troops from more than 25 countries from Europe and North America began in Norway on Monday. NATO said the drill, codenamed Cold Response, includes 200 aircraft and 50 vessels. NATO was sure to point out that the exercise did not have anything to do with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The training will continue into April. Chinese diplomacy takes a seven-hour tour Monday in Rome. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with his Chinese counterpart, Yang Jianxie. The United States offered a stern warning for China to steer clear of Russia's war effort. Ned Price from the State Department.
Our concerns about the PRC's support to Russia in the wake of the invasion and the implications.
The suspect in last weekend's stabbing at the Museum of Modern Art was apprehended in Philadelphia early Tuesday morning. 60-year-old Gary Cabana was arrested by Philly police at the Greyhound bus station and is awaiting extradition. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A fast-spreading COVID-19 variant known as Stealth Omicron is making its way through China. More than 10,000 cases have been reported, with zero deaths in the first 2 weeks of March. As Russian soldiers continue to kill civilians in Ukraine, the humanitarian crisis worsens.
More people are fleeing the war in Ukraine every day. The latest United Nations figures say that over 2.8 million Ukrainians have fled their country since Russia's invasion began, making it the biggest refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Speaking to CBS News, the mayor of Warsaw, Poland, Rafael Trzaskowski.
Some of the stories are just overwhelming and incredible, especially about kids being killed. And other kids watching it. We try everything we can, you know, to create a safe haven for them, because we're absolutely certain that, you know, the Ukrainians are also fighting for our own security, not only of Poland, but of the Western world.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Hunt. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Police said early Tuesday they arrested a suspect gunman who had been stalking homeless men asleep on the streets in New York City and Washington, D.C., killing at least two people and wounding three others in less than 2 weeks. As Russia's war machine continues its path of destruction, former NATO Supreme Allied Commander General Wesley Clark says Russian advances remain stalled. The general on CNN knows a thing or two about military movements.
Now, I think Russia strategically and operationally is in trouble in this special operation, as they call it. They haven't made the speed of movement. They haven't achieved their objectives. They don't have the sustainability to be able to keep pushing without these operational pauses. They're looking for something, maybe Chinese support, maybe the use of a chemical weapon, or maybe some kind of diplomatic cover that gives them an opportunity to reorganize and do something later. So they're in trouble. Tactically, this battle will be decided and operationally by the amount of munitions, stingers, javelins, and other things that we can help the Ukrainians acquire.
Scientists have confirmed that several geomagnetic storms are going to intercept Earth this week. Geomagnetic storms are caused by solar explosions hurling material into space. The results are disturbances to Earth's upper atmosphere and increased drag on objects in low orbits. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here in 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day as we keep you up to date on what's happening in your world. Not only, you know, what's happening with current news, also what's happening in faith. You know, as we were talking about earlier, this is a time, I believe, when... you know, it really forces us to take inventory. You know, I've been sharing with you and with many others that it is so important for us to return to first principles. And somebody asked me, so what do you mean by first principles? I said, the first principles are those foundational principles. I mean, when you think about, you know, if you have the faith and you understand that God created the heavens and the earth, there were first principles, there was wisdom, there was everything that was all built into the infrastructure of this universe. And when we are true and respectful of said structure and foundation and principles, it goes well with us. You know, God summed it up very clearly in his conversation with Cain. I reference that often as God showed me, and it just meant volumes to me. As Cain is thinking, okay, well, you know, I can be fast and loose and I can do it my way. I mean, that's human nature. You know, you're not the boss of me. And we want to do things our way. But there is the right way. And when we do it the right way, then it bodes well for us. And sometimes, as you've heard me say before, you know, we defy gravity. You know, we want to do it our way. So we defy gravity. And then we find out, hit the ground and go, oh, doggone, that gravity thing is in play, right? Well, just like the law of gravity, there are these, you know, foundational principles that are in play. And when we honor them, it goes well with us. Well, anyway, so reminding you what God said, you know, is a summation to Cain, because Cain's all depressed, saying, oh, you know, didn't accept my worship, you know, and I can't believe you wouldn't do that and everything else. And God summed it up very clearly. Just said, hey, look, it, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Man, there's just so much in that, if you do right. And the thing is, in the American language, you know, right can mean many things. You know, it's a very dynamic language. And in the process of that, it's great for creativity, I believe, but it's also an anathema to the fact that, as we're learning the hard way, words matter. They mean something, and you've got to be careful on your word usage, even when you're appreciating the dynamic of the American language and how loose it can be. All right, there is true meaning. So God says, hey, if you do right. So here's Cain trying to figure out, but Cain knew exactly what God was telling him. He knew exactly, because Cain tried to, you know, fudge and think he could cut the corners and really disrespect God is what it came down to. And, of course, you learn later on in the Bible when you disrespect God, you're just annihilated. But, you know, humanity is still in the early processes and God is extending an incredible amount of forgiveness and mercy. And but he's God, so he can decide what he wants to do when he wants to do it. At this point in time, he decided he was going to extend mercy and grace to Cain, whether or not he could receive it. But he was going to extend it to him anyway, in hopes that maybe, just maybe, he would learn the lesson that if you do right. So when I talk about first principles, I talk about those things that are right, you know, that are consistent with that which is the infrastructure of this planet, of its creation. Right? I mean, let's go back to the foundation principles. So when we honor those foundational principles and we do that which is right, which represents God, then it goes well for us. And when we don't, well, welcome to our world, 21st century. We got bombs bursting in air. We've got, as Kamala Harris would say, you know, two countries in Europe. We got a bigger country, you know, attacking a smaller country. However way you want to explain it, you know what it is. And it's not fun. It's not right. We know that instinctively. And this is why America, as much as they can on their own as a people, are supporting President Zelensky and the Ukrainians. I'm so impressed to see God's church stepping up. I really am. I mean, and I say that with a little bit of surprise, sadly. Because you think, okay, is God's church still alive? Is it still there? And when you see actions and hear of actions like that, you go, in fact, it is. They're stepping up and they're 100%. No administration costs, nothing like, you know, because even the Red Cross has to take 25% because they got to pay for, you know, their people and administrative costs. But the church is saying, no, this is a total gift. 100%, whatever you donate to Ukraine is going to Ukraine, to their efforts to help them. Supplies, you know, needed supplies, water, food, you know, the necessities of life. Okay, we'll let the other necessities in order to defend themselves fall on the shoulders of the government that is supposed to represent us. Which there are certain things about it that are difficult for me. And it's that, as you know, if you've listened to the show at all, you get... You know, you get real life and you get someone who has an aptitude for politics. I was raised this way with my father. I was always watching out and being sensitive to that which was political. And I look and I see, you know, what's happening politically. And it's disturbing to me. Because here we are at a time when we really, and the world really needs a courageous president. We don't have that. We have a president that is telling us one thing, but his fealty and his commitment is to anything but that which is American. Now, I understand some people will say, well, Bill, that's, you know, you're being so unfair and partisan. Okay, well, I'll accept that. But I'm looking at the results. I'm looking at what's going on, because the people here in America are doing what they can. You know, whenever a war takes place, you play the role. I mean, obviously, during World War II, there were things, you know, that were obvious that needed to be done. And you had, you know, Rosie the Riveters. You had women joining in the war effort. People were buying bonds they were supporting. People were sacrificing, you know, left and right. You heard all the stories during that time. Well, this is what happens in war. You play the role that is necessary in order to attain victory. So we're all in one way or another, whether you want to be or not. As it's been said, you know, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And to me, it is gratifying to see Americans do what Americans do. And that's what Tocqueville talked about, the goodness of America. You know, we come to the forefront. In cases of emergency, we're there running to the front line to support and defend. And, you know, and I got to tell you, this makes me proud to be an American. when I see other Americans setting their own personal interests aside for the greater interest of humanity. And these are people thousands of miles away. We cannot turn our backs on them. They're counting on us. They're looking to us. We are the leader of the free world. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. A great start to 2022 is within reach with an Amazon Prime membership. With shopping, entertainment, and even savings benefits, Prime helps members save time and money and stay entertained in the new year. Prime members get exclusive savings and deals, plus fast, free delivery on millions of everyday items. Not to mention free 2-hour grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and exclusive discounts and free pickup from Whole Foods Market in select areas. And one of Prime's newest benefits gives members savings on prescriptions at more than 60,000 local pharmacies nationwide, plus Amazon Pharmacy, where Prime members get free 2-day shipping. That's not all. Prime is bringing the fun to the new year with access to movies, shows, music, and more on Prime Video and Amazon Music, all included with Prime membership. To learn more or sign up for a 30-day free trial, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Involved in prophetic conferences, one of the questions, if not the preeminent question, is, hey, where is America in there? We read the book of Revelations, we're not seeing America. What's going on? Well, the last book in the Bible, Revelation, that I refer to, speaks of the end times. It confirms what Old Testament prophets foretold concerning nations that would rise. One country plays a pivotal role in fulfilling Bible prophecy, and believe it or not, has 53 biblical descriptions. And guess who that country is? What country it is? The United States of America meets every description, according to our next guest, Richard Pearson. His new book, The Hour That Changes Everything, America's Role in Bible Prophecy. Richard, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Bill.
Well, this is going to be shocking for some people because they've routinely been told, well, America does not seem to be there. But you say, look, there's 53 biblical descriptions, and it describes America to the T, right?
Bill, there are 53 descriptions that describe. There are 8 providential nations in Scripture total. 6 have come and gone. 2 are left. The last providential nation, the 8th, is a new world order that will rise for a period of 7 years. But the 7th nation is described as a woman, and she has 53 descriptions, and the U.S. meets every description.
Wow. Well, the new world order, of course, pretty much in the... In our front windshield as we're driving through life here right now, because we see what's happening globally and all these shifts that are happening economically are pointing to this one world government. Now, I've shared with our audience, Richard, that, you know, people need to be comforted. Yes, it's a one world government temporary, because you always get in worldly expression, you always get the fake before you get the legitimate. Because I say, look, we're going to end up with a one world government eventually, but that will be with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Right. The 7-year period of the New World Order is going to be the biggest mess that's ever hit the planet. They do not want a world with God. They do not want a world with the Ten Commandments. They do not want a world with the Judeo-Christian system. And God is going to give them that world. The good news is we are not going to be here when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, and many of us believe that to be the case. I mean, it runs the whole dynamic of, you know, a pre, mid, post, you know, type of rapture that that you're suggesting here. And, you know, there's you know, arguments on all sides. But I say, look, at, you know, even Jesus said, you know, when he was asked about it, he didn't know the time. Only God knows. So I think that we're forewarned in a general sense as to the specifics. Then, you know, I guess that's where our faith comes in, Richard, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, one of the things that pivots around the pre-tribulation rapture is the fact that the seventh nation, this woman, is deposed. And in Revelation 19, 1 through 7, it talks about this woman that's been deposed by the Antichrist. She's been burnt by fire. But there's a voice of many multitudes in heaven, and it's the voice of the bride and the bridegroom, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. The marriage of the Lamb starts once the seventh nation is deposed. So when the judgment comes down on the seventh nation, the bride will go up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in this book. We've got all the scriptures to back this.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the most obvious biblical descriptions here, Richard, if you would.
Okay. Number one, all 8 providential nations are described as a beast or an animal. The 7th one is described as a woman. She sits on the 7 mountains of the earth, the 7 orals. That word sit is kathemia. That means that she polices or overrides evil and holds the beast down until the time of his rising up. And she's the richest, most powerful nation in the world. She's globally, the merchants of the earth trade with her. She has ports, and she is depicted as a woman in Scripture, and the Statue of Liberty has 7 spikes in her head, representing the 7 continents or the 7 mountains of the earth, where she rules and reigns with the Judeo-Christian principles. This is what made America great. It was her divine connection with God. When the Mayflower Pact came through, they initiated
right.
a covenant. And this nation of America was raised up by God as a shining light on a hill. But the Antichrist spirit hates that freedom, hates that gospel, hates that Judeo-Christian moral protocol. And this is what we see right now rising up against us as Christians. So America exactly. meets a multitude of descriptions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so... You know, and this is interesting. I've not had heard it quite put in these terms before, and I have always been, you know, very interested and have studied the prophetic. I think for some people, this may challenge them a bit, but this makes a lot of sense here, Richard, what you're saying. Give us another descriptor.
First of all, the reason that we're non-traditional is because of the time sequences that we found. Many people believe that this woman rides a beast throughout the tribulation, but for those of you that are readers out there, if you read Revelation 16, 17, 16, 19, Revelation 17, 1, and then Revelation 17, 12, it says the beast and the ten horns will hate the woman, and the beast and the ten horns who have not yet received power. So this description of a woman, she falls into darkness, and she becomes the habitation of every foul and unclean spirit. She's driven into Babylonian religions. She's driven into Baal worship, which is the sacrifice of children and immorality. She falls away from God. And this is why he lets the Antichrist judge her. So she's a world leader in pornography. It calls her the prostitute. She's filled with a multitude of sorceries. She has 23 characteristics as being a reprobate society. She becomes a debtor nation, not a loaner nation. I'm just kind of whipping through these. She sacrifices her children unto Baal. We have 65 million children that we've sacrificed in this nation.
Exactly.
And the Bible says the shedding of innocent blood, I will not pardon. He who sheds the innocent blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. So the darkness that has invaded America right now is part and parcel of what God prophesied would happen to this great nation called Babylon the Great. And so we're right now in a sifting process, Bill, where the light and the darkness are separating. And he says, come out of her, my people, be not partaker of her sins, nor in her plagues. So right now we see the wheat and the chaff separating. It's not between the Republicans and the Democrats. It's between two spiritual kingdoms that are at war. And so that's what we see right now. God says, come out of her, my people, be not partaker of her sins. So we're believing for a great move of God in the United States of America to move and separate the wheat and the chaff, an awakening. And I believe this revelation, she's called Mystery Babylon the Great. Babylon the Great is no longer a mystery. We have found key verses that totally turn traditional prophecy teaching inside out. And this book will take you to the book, the Bible, and will show you line upon line, precept upon precept, where we are in Bible prophecy. And Bill, we are getting closer and closer and closer to the rapture of the church.
Aren't we? Aren't we? Boy, the signs are there, aren't they? You know, I said ever since Israel became a nation again in 1948, it's as if the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set. And what we've been experiencing are minutes and seconds as they pass by ever since. Richard Pearson, the host of Prophecy USA broadcast, the hour that changes everything, America's role in Bible prophecy. Thank you, Richard. Take care. God bless.
Pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 0.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A planned NATO exercise with about 30,000 troops from more than 25 countries from Europe and North America began in Norway on Monday. NATO said the drill, codenamed Cold Response, includes 200 aircraft and 50 vessels. NATO was sure to point out that the exercise did not have anything to do with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The training will continue into April. Chinese diplomacy takes a seven-hour tour Monday in Rome. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with his Chinese counterpart, Yang Jianche. The United States offered a stern warning for China to steer clear of Russia's war effort. Ned Price from the State Department.
Our concerns about the PRC's support to Russia in the wake of the invasion and the implications.
The suspect in last weekend's stabbing at the Museum of Modern Art was apprehended in Philadelphia early Tuesday morning. 60-year-old Gary Cabana was arrested by Philly police at the Greyhound bus station and is awaiting extradition. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, March is a great month for lots of reasons, but especially because it's National Sleep Month, and it's also when Daylight Savings Time takes effect. That's why this is the perfect time to better understand the importance of sleep routines and how to safely support peaceful sleep. You ready for that? Well, here with some advice is Dr. Kelly Fraden. She's a pediatrician and author who's teaming up with Zarbee's to share sleep solutions. Dr. Fraden recently wrote a book called Parenting in a Pandemic to help inform and empower parents navigating the stressful time. Dr. Kelly Fraden, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, anytime we can talk about sleep, most important, you know, I was sharing with our audience recently that there was a survey you might be familiar with. They asked people, they said, if you had one more hour a day, what would you do? You know what the number one answer was?
I'm betting it was sleep. We all need more sleep.
Good
right?
answer. Good answer. That's it. That's what people wanted. If you gave them an extra hour, give me sleep. All right, so tell us how sleep habits can impact our overall health.
Yes, you know, supporting sleep is one of the most important things parents can do to help their children be well, physically and mentally. You know, sleep helps a child's mood, helps them grow, helps them learn, and even boosts their immunity. When one family member isn't sleeping well, it adversely impacts the health and happiness of everyone in the home. So promoting peaceful sleep is crucial.
Yeah. So what happens, I mean, when it comes to our health, what happens when we sleep?
When you sleep, your body enters, kind of a recovery mode. And during that downtime is when you heal. It's when you consolidate memories. It's when children grow. Without sleep, you become more anxious. It's evolutionarily probably like the most important time of your day.
Exactly. And to think that, you know, a third of it, roughly, we spend sleeping. I mean, what's a good amount of sleep that our children should have, Dr. Fraden?
Yes. You know, it depends a little bit on the age. Younger children need closer to 10 or 11 hours. Older children can get by with closer to the 8-hour range. But sometimes you come across people who insist that they all they need is 6 hours of sleep or something like that. That's extremely rare. Most people need at least a good 8 hours of sleep to maintain their well-being.
Yeah, we've had presidents that said that they got by on 3 hours of sleep. And I can tell you, years ago, when I was crazy in the business, like on the hamster wheel of life, for some reason, I prided myself. You know, I was proud that I could, you know, operate on 3 hours of sleep. But, but during the day, I was a basket case. Like you say, it definitely affects your overall health and perspective about life on those outside areas when you're not sleeping. What can parents do to help their children get good sleep?
Most important things parents can do is be mindful of the schedule. You know, as we move past the pandemic, the schedules are getting busier and busier with more social events or school events, and if the bedtime isn't at the same time every day, it can be really difficult. Children need a routine to promote their sleep. Also, you know, having time where you're physically active helps you know, make you fall asleep more quickly. So to have your family move for at least an hour a day and spend time outdoors, particularly when there's bright light, it helps you to regulate your sleeping patterns. And the other thing parents have to do, which is difficult, is avoid the use of screens right before bed. Ideally, you store any devices outside of the bedroom.
Right. Great idea. How about, you know, for those parents that are having a little bit of a struggle, you know, with their little ones dealing with occasional sleeplessness? What do you recommend?
Right. So getting a child to sleep well is one of the toughest parts of parenting. And parents shouldn't hesitate to ask their pediatrician if they need guidance. Incorporating some relaxation techniques before bed can be helpful, like a song, a story, or a meditation. But this time of year, with the time change that accompanies daylight savings, or with shifting school schedules, or if you're traveling, sometimes during these times of transition, melatonin can help support peaceful sleep as children adjust to new routines. This is why I recommend Zarbee's Children Sleep with Melatonin products to support children with occasional sleeplessness.
I got to tell you, this is better than an office call right now, talking to Dr. Kelly Frayden. She's a pediatrician, a mom, a passionate advocate for children's health and wellness. Don't worry, she'll send you a bill later, starting with me. And we'll be grateful for it because all these great tips that she's giving us. You mentioned melatonin. What is it and what does it do?
Melatonin is a hormone that's naturally produced by the brain to help regulate your sleep and wake cycles. Melatonin supplements have been shown to be safe and effective tools to help occasional sleeplessness by promoting your body's natural circadian rhythm.
Mm-hmm. So you recommend it?
Yes. As a pediatrician and as a parent, I often recommend Zarbee children sleep with melatonin supplements. They're safe and effective ways to help with the occasional sleeplessness in children 3 and up without forming a habit. Children, when they wake up feeling rested, they can make the most of the day.
So Zarbee's line of children's sleep with melatonin products, it's not like they have to take them every time, but just, I guess, when parents are realizing that, you know, Junior's having a tough time getting to sleep, his sleep pattern's off a little bit, maybe Zarbee's is just the right supplement that would solve the issue, right?
Yes. You know, sometimes you need a little help getting all the routine on board to facilitate sleep, and Zarbee's supplements are a great option. You know, they come in gummy, liquid, chewable tablets with 1 milligram of melatonin per serving, and they have a delicious taste from honey that children really, really enjoy, too.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be careful because they'll get to the whole bottle. My grandson, like, hey, look at, we don't want you out for a week here. Just, you know, just one. That's it. But that's the way it is, you know, because like most kids, they figure if one's good, three's got to be better, right? You know, well, you know, it's funny we say that because parents, we think the same way. But no, a little bit of discipline goes a long way, and when used appropriately. Now, with these melatonin products, I mean, are there any side effects that parents need to be concerned about?
No, not really. That's one of the best things about melatonin because, you know, it is a natural natural hormone in your body, so there's not a lot of side effects to worry about. You know, other drugs that are used to promote sleep might have side effects like grogginess, but melatonin is typically very well tolerated, and children don't have any issues with it.
Well, that's excellent. We're talking with Dr. Kelly Frayden. Kelly, you say, you know, pediatrics is a challenge, especially today, because caring for children doesn't end with medicine. Parents are looking to pediatricians to learn how to feed their child, get their child to sleep, help their children learn, all important things that aren't really medical. And after reading many parenting books, raising your own kids and getting to know so many families, you know, we're grateful for these ideas. And I got to imagine, you know, once you become, you're kind of a hub of information, you've got quite a network of parents going, hey, look at, I tried this worked, what do you think? And you're just kind of advancing, you know, the whole educational process and understanding of sleep, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, parents have limited time sometimes with their doctor, you know, 15-minute visits, and that's why I started, you know, writing books and sharing educational information online to try to fill that gap, because there's so much to parenting that is not directly medical but does impact your child's health and wellness. So that's why it's important, I think, for doctors to try to help fill those gaps for parents as best we can.
It's kind of the new medical field these days, is it not?
Well, yeah, you know, I used to work in public health, and in that line of work, we always think about, you know, the impact. So I can touch 10 kids in a clinic morning, and by talking to you on the radio, we can touch, you know, hundreds or thousands of families.
We got millions. Millions of families. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I like that you say, please ask me for advice all the time. Dr. Kelly Frayden, a pediatrician, a mom, and a passionate advocate for children's health and wellness, as you know. Kelly, where can they go for more information?
So you can learn more about Zarbee's at Zarbee's.com, and you can find the supplements at all the major retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Target, Walgreens.
Well, March is National Sleep Month. Let's all celebrate, and hey, go ahead. Have an extra hour of sleep on us, because we're givers, and that's just our attitude. Right, Dr. Frayden?
Yes, I'll take an extra nap, too.
You got it. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In '95, I helped tow your moving trailer In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
Well, let me tell you, if you can't handle the heat, then maybe you should just stay out of the kitchen, Joe Biden. That's what all I got to say. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The one and only Al Parada from Stream.org joins us now. Hey, Mr. Al, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing good. God's in his heaven, and the major league teams are in spring training.
Hey, it's all good, and the GOAT is back.
Yeah, that was a surprise, yeah. Except for the guy who's
40 days
buying his last football.
Exactly. He just goes, hey, I'm coming back. Okay, all right, I'm still, everything's still working, the whole deal. You know, maybe the wife unit said, you know what, after 40 days of having you around the house, if this is the way it's going to be going forward, maybe you need to get back.
Yeah.
Go back and play football for a while, right?
Yeah, that had to be it. I mean, he obviously had to get her sign off. But after, like I said, after 40 days, maybe she's like, this is going to be, like you said.
If you can't get a job, you know, as a greeter at Walmart, then, you know, maybe you got to go back and go put a football helmet back on. I don't know. You know, hey, just saying.
Or somebody said the high gas prices, you know, forced them back.
Well, yeah, that's probably it. If he was in L.A., I mean, he wouldn't even have thought twice. I mean, L.A.'s now, what, $7 a gallon? You know, they were showing some pictures of that. And, of course, Biden is, you know, he's so upset because he's being blamed for it, like he shouldn't be blamed, right? And that's why I say if you can't handle the heat, stay out of the kitchen. But, you know, he wants to deflect it because that's what Democrats do. God forbid they ever take any responsibility for any of their policies that are real clear. I mean, it's like, look at the price of gas, you know, before, and as soon as he comes into office, he wants to kill everything that's oil. And then, you know, Jen Psaki is complaining, well, you know, hey, they got leases, you know, they can go ahead and drill. Well, Jen, come on, let's give you a little tutorial on business. And one of the foundational tutorials and things to understand about business, it's called return on investment. It's called survival. Businesses are not going to spend money in an area that is, you know, is at war, you know, with the government, and they're doing everything to make it difficult with, you know, regulatory impediments and all kinds of other hassles. I mean, just what you want to do is go and get your gut twisted over that, dealing with the government, and then, you know, to have the audacity in front of God and everybody to say, well, you know, hey, you need to look to them. It's their fault that we don't have oil. How insane.
It's just galling. It's just galling. But it's funny because what they do is they want the high gas prices because they want to move us into the green energy. But then they won't take credit or blame for it. Like, right. It's good gas prices are high, but it's not our fault. It's like, come on. You know?
Yeah, blame it on Putin. Because you always have in politics. See, that's the model, Alan, that people need to understand. Bill Federer, who ran for office, shared, he says, yeah, when you do fundraising, you always have to have an antagonist. There's got to be a boogeyman that you can go out and say, hey, here's the boogeyman, he's coming to get you, except for me. Now, if you give me your money, I will protect you from that boogeyman, right? And here it is. He wants to tell us that he's going to protect us from Putin. And everything that they accuse Donald Trump of being, Joe Biden is. I mean, he is Putin's puppet. I mean, whether it's not sending, helping Poland, who wants to say, look, we've got airplanes. We can send them to Ukraine. Okay. And first it was yes. And then at the last second it was no, because he didn't want to tick off. He didn't want to tick off Putin, and he didn't want to, he's trying to mitigate what's already too late to mitigate. I mean, initially it was like, I want to keep him from invading, right? So we're not going to send weapons to Ukraine. We're going to slow walk stuff. We're going to be very careful. But meanwhile, he's amassing, 50, 70, 80, 100, 120, 140,000 troops on the border. It's like, hello, Joe, memo to Joe. This isn't, look, whatever you're doing is not, slowing down his intentions. It's obvious your ideas are not working. Can we do something else?
Yeah, well, let's add another little wrinkle, the Iran nuke deal. He wants the Iran nuke deal more than he cares about Ukraine, so therefore Russia can play hardball with the Iran nuke deal like they did. Like, they want exemptions from sanctions when it comes to trade with Iran. So they keep so Joe's going to, like, give Russia whatever it wants just to get them to sign off on Iran nuke deal. And if Ukraine gets screwed in the process, so be it.
But help me out here, Al. The Iran nuke deal is the same thing with Obama, who said, we're going to make sure Iran doesn't get a nuclear weapon, right? But everything pointed against that. It said that's a lie. It was set up in such a way so, Iran could end up eventually with the nuclear weapon. And they just figured, okay, we're going to eventually end up with it, so we're just going to move forward. So, better to ask for forgiveness than permission at this point, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess what Obama didn't want was a nuclear Iran with a nuclear bomb while he was president. He didn't care less what happened after he was out of office.
Exactly.
Nobody could be nuking Martha's Vineyard. And here we are again. They're so desperate to get the deal, they will do anything. I mean, listen to these.
That's my point. Now, help me understand, what is the deal? Do you know what the deal is? I don't know what the deal is. The deal to me is, give it to me straight in English so I can understand, not in D.C. politics. What is the deal?
Yeah. Well, even if they tell you that's the thing. With the last deal, they had a bunch of side deals that were kept secret for the American people in Congress. So we might not even know the deal when they tell us the deal. But apparently Iran is getting whatever it wants, which it wants a nuclear bomb, so hey. That's going to be
maybe we should ask Hunter. Maybe Hunter knows. It's kind of like with this, all the quid pro quo that's been going on with the Biden family. I'm wondering, with all the money that we're sending to Ukraine, Joe and the family are sitting there going, oh my gosh, I'm not getting my beak wet. I mean, here we are, we're sending them billions of dollars, and where's Hunter? Hunter, where are you? Jim, where are you, buddy? You're supposed to go get our cut. The family needs to get a cut here. Because he remember what he did the last time. He withheld $1 billion from the government because a prosecutor was checking into Hunter's business. He says, hey, I want that prosecutor fired. If you don't fire him, you're not going to get the $1 billion. And, and they said, well, you're not Barack Obama. He says, well, test me. And the next thing you know, that prosecutor gets fired. Well, dang if he didn't get fired. They had 6 hours in which to make that decision. And, to me, that's the classic quid pro quo. But, somehow that's deflected. And, we look at quid pro quo with Donald Trump. And here Donald Trump sends them weapons and helps them to defend themselves. And meanwhile, at least on two separate occasions, this administration has slow walked weapons and munitions to them. And, while Putin continues to fortify his, his invasion into Ukraine.
Yeah, we look at this, and it's tough to look at it and know exactly what's going on because there have been so many games played by Biden and Obama and all these and Soros with Ukraine in the past that figuring out what's going on now becomes harder because I'm seriously worried about the fact that Russia and Ukraine, they might work out something together and we would sabotage it because we want something else. We want Ukraine in our pocket. And I hate to sort of spin a little bit, but I just see it's like there's a deal to be had for a peace. And I don't think Biden and this woke world and the Soros types that they want it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear the U.S. out there fighting for peace. And
well, it's like and whoever ends up with Ukraine at this point, I mean, how many bazillions of dollars is it going to take to restore this country? It's so devastated that even Putin, you know, he might be happy to just say, okay, fine, you know, let America have the deal. Let them be albatrossed with the reconstruction of Ukraine. I mean, they're already at the end of their budgets anyway. They're, you know, inflation is killing them, all this other stuff that's going on, and they can't figure it out. So we'll just hamshackle them and, you know, move on, and hopefully they can live another day as they've become a pariah to all these other nations and businesses who are checking out and saying they want nothing to do with Putin and Russia right now. So, I mean, he's going to be feeling the pain, and they're thinking right now, Al, he's got maybe another 10 days of economic life in order to support this military.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting couple weeks, and we'll see.
Yeah, but meanwhile, we're seeing the devastation that's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, and President Biden, who, I mean, heaven help him, I just don't. I don't understand it. I'm like you. I'm as confused as you are about this deal. Why can't you let them? I mean, Poland was going to give them the planes, and we were going to backfill the planes to Poland. I mean, hey, look at you know, we backfilled, frontfilled the Taliban in Afghanistan. You think we can take care of a NATO partner, maybe?
Yeah. Well, here's my question, and maybe you can answer this. Why not a UN fly zone? Why are we talking about NATO planes?
Exactly.
Why isn't the UN throwing, having planes from some country that has no real skin in the game?
Right.
NATO planes, shooting down Russian plane is not a good thing. But if
right.
it's planes from some other place set up by the UN, it's the UN, not NATO, doing it. And I've not heard a thing out of the UN. I don't know what they're doing this week.
Well, they don't have power because you've got China, and of course Russia is part of it as well, and they can veto any decision by the UN. They have no soul, you know. And so it's gonna and now you've got these three NATO partners who are going to meet with Zelensky. How's that for courage, huh? They're going to Ukraine to meet with Zelensky. And these are NATO partners. Stay tuned. Put on your crash helmet and your seatbelt, ladies and gentlemen. Al Parada from Stream.org. Thank you, Al.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and Sunny-Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid?